Hello there, Lee Carter here, welcoming you to a new radio show exclusively to you at the Spirit of Radio website. This is a great opportunity for some of us aging DJs to put on some new shows, play some material that interests us, talk about what we've been doing, and no doubt ramble on meaninglessly about the old days until we start dribbling and have to be wheeled inside to have our catheters changed. In case you've clicked on this, but you have absolutely no idea who I am or why I'm currently occupying your computer, between 1982 and 1990, I was based in London, England, doing weekly music shows about what was going on in the UK for Toronto Radio. In the early 90s, I returned to Toronto and I had a Sunday night music show for a while. I'm still in Toronto, and I'll catch you up with what I've been doing a little bit later on. Now, as I was mainly known for exposing new British music in the old days, I thought I'd maintain that tradition and play mainly UK stuff in this show, new and old, as long as I can work out again how to push and pull all these knobs. And let's actually begin with some new music, at least new as I record this in February 2006. It's actually one of the most promising and interesting periods for British music in a good long while. Of course, you'll probably listen to this in a year from now and think, what is this poor deluded soul on about? And it'll all sound horribly out of date. But nevertheless, let's soldier on and ignore problems of time and space and the internet and start with The Editors.
I'm so glad I found she acts her on the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know? I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? You're not involved at all.
When the Sun Goes Down by the Arctic Monkeys, their album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, has become one of the fastest-selling albums ever in Britain, selling 118,000 copies on its first day of release at the beginning of 2006. The band are from Sheffield in the northern English county of Yorkshire, and they built up their audience really by, for a long time, offering their music free on the internet, which I think is just so punk rock. It's just really excellent. When the Sun Goes Down is the Arctic Monkeys' second British number one single. Before that, The Editors with Munich. What a great sound. It's certainly got a certain melancholy to it, and really ambitious lyrics. The members of The Editors met at university in Sheffield and formed the band in 2003, and they draw on pretty good influences too, their love of bands like Joy Division and Echo and the Bunnymen. And although that song has already been a hit single in Britain, they stay quite firmly attached to their indie record label Kitchenware. Tom Smith, the lead singer, says, as far as global domination is concerned, we'll leave that to you too. It's bands like these that really seem to be on the cusp of, if not a new musical revolution, certainly a musical flowering or blossoming in Britain, and a very exciting one, where UK bands are once again realising that they have a very rich homegrown landscape to draw from, and they're really doing it in their own voice. And UK audiences are also demanding stuff that isn't slick and has a lot of character and humour. And I can't say I've been, you know, very impressed with British music for quite a long time. In fact, if the truth be known, I actually got pretty disillusioned with the music that I was supposed to be covering by the late 80s and early 90s. And I've been quite underwhelmed by most of the next big things, mostly hyped by publications like the NME over the past decade or so. But I love what's going on at the moment. Fueled partially, may I say, by some excellent radio, mainly XFM, the London alternative station, which has now opened in two other UK cities as well. And also by people just really wanting to go out and experience raw live music again. A few years ago, British music seemed to be a pretty depressing landscape of boy bands, girl bands, and the eternal mystery of Robbie Williams. And watching the Brit Awards on Much Music seemed like visiting some isolated, scary cult on another planet. But that's changed, and rapidly. Well, instead of talking about it, let's hear more of it. And I love a good anti-love song, and the Kaiser Chiefs do one of the best.
Every day I love you less and less. Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand from 2004 with Take Me Out. Before that, Star Sailor with the title track to their 2006 album This Time. And we began with the Kaiser Chiefs and Every Day I Love You Less and Less. They've risen very quickly in Britain since they formed in 2003. And in those days, they were just recording in the drummer's bedroom in Leeds. Thanks for clicking on me, Lee Carter, here on the Spirit of Radio website. If you want to drop me a line, make a comment on the show or anything else, feel free to do so at Lee Spirit of Radio, all one word, at hotmail.com. That's Lee Spirit of Radio at hotmail.com. Or make some comments in the Spirit of Radio forum and make some new friends. And make sure you check out some of the other great DJs from the old days who'll be putting up their contributions as well. Not to mention all the old broadcasts that the Spirit of Radio webmaster Scott McLean has put up here over the years. There's masses of material there. I, for instance, gave Scott a whole load of old material a few years ago, thinking that, you know, he'd pick one or two clips, and instead he put it all up, warts and all. And so some of it is pretty brutal. When I use the website, a particular favourite of mine is listening to old Pete and Geets recordings, some of them from vinyl. They were so funny. And yet there was when you listen to it now, there's a sort of an innocence to the humour. I think they're actually way funnier than all the smarmy, pee-pee, poo-poo, masturbation joke shock jocks today. They had a lovely sense of the absurd, Pete and Geets, and it's great to listen to it whenever you feel like it. So kudos to Scott McLean for keeping the spirit alive. And how do you keep abreast of what's going on these days? Do you still listen to the radio or internet radio, or do you go to websites or download or hang out in music stores or what? Certainly the choices in comparison to when we were on the radio are almost endless. And of course it's led to quite a fragmentation of music too. I guess because basically I'm an old radio nerd, I still like listening to a good radio show if I can find it. I like to have someone guide me through some music and surprise me with the unexpected. On this score, Toronto music radio these days fails in every single way conceivable. I mean, it's for idiots. It's formulaic, brainless rubbish, all of it. And it's such a shame because when I first came here in the late 70s, in comparison to certainly the very vapid English top 40 radio scene, radio here felt like a freedom zone. And of course, I fell in love with CFNY so much as I was going to high school here, I ended up working for them for 10 years. These days, I'm somewhat sorry to say, it's the other way round. British radio and European radio has got way better. And I guess being from a British background, I also relate to it quite strongly. I mentioned XFM at www.xfm.co.uk. It's a local London station and is very pivotal at the moment with the kind of music they're playing. And they're an excellent source of new British music, especially in and around London. Unfortunately, being on a Mac at home, I'm only offered very compressed audio, but I think you get a better service if you have a PC. My favourite British radio station is actually from the BBC, and I'm not recommending them because I now currently work for the BBC. It's just because it's so damn good. It's called Six Music, and in Britain it's available as a national satellite or digital audio station, but luckily it's also available to us on the internet. And, well, let's face it, it's squarely aimed at my demographic, at my age group, punks and post-punks, and it features lots of music from that era, plus the kind of new music I've been playing here, and lots of interesting surprises, whether it's some vintage reggae or some old Roxy music or Talking Heads, Curtis Mayfield, Van Morrison. It's a real music lover's station, and being from the BBC, there's no commercials and nobody's plugging anything. I like the fact you can listen again to shows as well. They have all sorts of shows you can listen to throughout the week. For instance, I really like the Liz Kershaw show on the weekend, but I'm rarely in when it's on. And so I just listen to it whenever I feel like it. But once again, It's very culturally British, and obviously a lot of the music is very pro-British, which I realise might not be everyone's cup of tea, as it were. Also, British DJs tend to talk more than North American ones do, so when I want to change from that, I also love a station from Cincinnati called WOXY.com, which these days is actually, used to be a local station, but these days it's just an internet station. The DJs are much more minimalist, and the music they play is absolutely wonderful. And obviously they play a lot more American indie music, and there's no shortage of good stuff out there. I also like an old hippie English radio station called Radio Caroline. They're the original pirate radio station in Britain, and still wigging out to the likes of Pink Floyd and Barclay James Harvest and so on. And basically, I just love trawling music radio all over the world. There's Triple J in Melbourne, Australia, Radio 1 in Prague, Le Mouv in Paris, M-O-U-V. There's a hip-hop station I listen to in Berlin, of all places. And another radio station in Paris I'm very fond of is Radio Nova at www.novaplanet.com. Nova Planet, all one word. And they play a really interesting esoteric mix of indie music, ambient, world, techno, and so on. And here's an example of an album I wouldn't have heard at all if it were not for Radio Nova. It's an album called, with the unlikely title of Len Parrott's Memorial Lift, by Baxter Dury, who is in fact the late Ian Dury's son. It's a strangely compelling atmospheric album, and from it, this is Beneath the Underdog.
Just below, but no girls will need the other. on my own course. However, those feelings haunt me, they control me, but today I'm letting go. You're more than just a photo album, you're more than what some people let you know. And if we ever make it home, I'll tell you all the things that shape me thus. Something falls in a phone box, we're lost in a restaurant. We've got so much to discuss. Here, have you tried the blue ones? Yeah, I hear he's got some new ones. Sleep is not an option tonight. Look at us just standing still. Look at them just posing pout. And we'll all be standing here until the pigs chuck us out.
The Shy Retirer by Arab Strap. That came out 3 years ago. But the Scottish duo do have a 2006 album out called The Last Romance, which has been receiving excellent reviews. And before that, Baxter Jury, and the name of that album again, Len Parrott's Memorial Lift. By the way, I hope you haven't got the impression that I'm somehow a British music snob. I'm not in the slightest. I just thought it would be a fun and appropriate, since I used to be known for British music shows, to do one again. And it just so happens I'm, as you can probably tell, I'm excited by the latest generation of British artists. But I just want you to know that I'm just as enthusiastic about, for instance, Canadian artists like Arcade Fire, Wolf Parade, Feist, Broken Social Scene, Bedouin Soundclash, Chaos, The Organ, and so on. As I say, there aren't many radio outlets to hear some of that music, but I do subscribe to a fine and, I think, very underrated Canadian music magazine with the unassuming name of Chart, which does an excellent job of keeping me abreast of what's going on in Canada. I find the writers really clever and funny, and they always have great articles. Nearly half the mag is also mini album reviews and campus radio charts, so it's really packed with information. And a subscription within Canada, anyway, is just under $20. So I think it's $16.99 or something like that. So, I mean, you know, believe me, a subscription to Q is more like $200. So I think Chart is a great little magazine and good value as well. And again, I'm not saying this because I have any vested interest in the magazine at all. I just think they do a good job. And I think they're really overlooked in this country. Mind you, when I was at the station reunion a few years ago, this couple came up to me and said, "Hello, Lee Carter." And I sort of looked at them with that, "I'm smiling at you like I'm supposed to know you, but I don't think I've ever met you in my life," sort of look. And they announced to me that they were the publishers of Chart. "Oh, I subscribe to Chart," I said. "We know you do," they replied, still smiling. Rather disconcertingly, it was a bit of an odd experience. It was a bit like having someone go through your mail, but it's nice to know that they know their subscribers by name. Anyway, back to the music and a bit of a change of pace as I introduce to you the Go Team. We'll be right back.
get stroller to a car wash. Now washing you'll be like washing a golf. Put that black lipstick around the golf. How the fuck did we get it off? I think this is gonna be a very hard job. How did you get a tan like that in winter? You ran off the boots and got a box of tin, didn't ya? See, you still got orange fingers. What network are you on? Orange. Colour of your bath water? Orange. Your favourite fruit must be an orange. Bitch, did you know you're orange? What network are you on? Orange. Colour of your bath water? Orange. Your favourite fruit must be an orange. Bitch, did you know you're orange? Slap bang, you got your fake tan. Bitch, you look like the Tango Man. Woogie woogie woo. Incredible Hulk. You got a broken bra, a broken top, a broken thong and a broken coat. You've been wearing the same jacket since you was in year 8, and it smells like you urinate on it, bitch. That ain't great. You tried to be Christina, so you dyed your hair black, but really you look like the Vicar of Dibley. What? On crack. Now step back and just face the facts. You don't like the fact I get facely on wax. Anyways, talking about wax, look at your face, girl, relax. What network are you on? Orange. Colour of your bath water? Orange. Your favourite fruit must be an orange. Bitch, did you know you're orange? What network are you on? Orange.
Everyone's favourite Chavette, Lady Sovereign, with Tango. I like the bit about the Vicar of Dibley in there. Beware fake tans, I think that song's trying to say. By the way, Tango is a brand of orange pop in the UK. At only 20 years old, Lady Sovereign has become one of the most popular MCs in Britain. She calls herself the Cheeky Midget and hails from a very unfashionable corner of northwest London called Neasden. But she's pretty unstoppable and recently became the first UK artist ever to be signed by the Def Jam label in the States. Sovereign describes her parents as proper punks and said she grew up around punk, ska and drum and bass. Her EP, the only one I think is out, at least as I'm recording this in February 2006, is called Vertically Challenged. Before that, from Brighton, the seaside town on the English south coast, probably best known as the place Quadrophenia was shot, or at least the parts where they're fighting on the beach, the Go Team, very youthful six-piece. And it's the creation of Ian Parton, who started off really by fooling around with a four-track and a sampler in the late 1990s. And before that, had quite untrendy job of being a maker of historical TV documentaries. Parton admits to at least 20 samples being used in that track we heard, Lady Flash, but says he's kept them well hidden enough to be out of the grasp of lawyers. Parton says that Go Team's influences range from Shellac to the Jackson 5, and you can certainly hear all that in there. Let's go back a bit and listen to some older music now. I covered the British music scene for most of the 1980s, and as I was preparing this show, I was trying to think of the artists I actually still listen to from that time. In other words, which acts haven't become dated for me, or are just so important, it doesn't matter if they have. There's one winner, hands down, a band I never tire of and still play often, The Smiths.
Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and it corrodes my soul. I want to leave, you will not miss me. I want to go down in musical history. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, I'm a sickening wreck. I've got the 21st century breathing down my neck. I must move fast, you understand me. I want to go down in celluloid history. Mr. Shankly. Rather be famous than
righteous or holy. Any day, any day, any day. But sometimes I feel more fulfilled making Christmas cards with a mentally ill. I want to live and I want to love. I want to catch something that I might be ashamed of. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and it corrodes my soul. Oh, I didn't realise that you wrote poetry. I didn't realise you wrote such bloody awful poetry, Mr. Shankly. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, since you ask, you are a flatulent pain in the ass. I do not mean to be so. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, oh, give us money. He's just a staring old time. He drinks his age in pints. He has girls every night. He doesn't really exist. Punchline when he tells a joke. He wants to stay out, he don't want to go home till his nicotine fingers are stuck down his throat.
Just leave me on my stereo, because I am a stereotype. And that's the way I want to be, I don't want to be hyped.
The unmistakable sound of XTC from their 1986 album Skylarking and Enough For Us. Still play XTC at home all the time, never get tired of them. Unbelievably talented, but stopped playing live very early in their career because the lead singer Andy Partridge had stage fright. Although I did come across a wonderful live performance by them recently on a DVD called The Old Grey Whistle Test, the first volume of the British music TV series from the 70s and 80s. And it's quite wonderful. In fact, the whole DVD is quite wonderful and well worth picking up. I know Suspect video on Markham Street have it if you're in the Toronto area. Before that, Specials with Stereotypes from More Specials. Also still listen to them all the time. Actually, the only time I ever saw the Specials live was here at the first Police Picnic, if anyone remembers that. I think that was 1981, where they actually blew the Police away and then split up 2 weeks later. And we started with the Smiths from The Queen Is Dead and Frankly, Mr. Shankly. A splendid track, I'm sure you'll agree, which never made it onto any of the compilations, but it's full of Morrissey's wit and Johnny Marr's tunefulness. The Smiths are basically my Beatles, so they were one of the, in my opinion anyway, one of the greatest songwriting partnerships in the history of music. I interviewed Morrissey in 1985. I went up to Manchester on a a National Express bus. I guess this was around the time of Mita's murder. I left all my notes on the bus, and so I was felt totally nervous going in to interview him. And so many people had warned me he would be dour and miserable, and I found him quite delightful, very witty, very tongue-in-cheek, total drama queen, of course. I think we ended up spending about 20 minutes talking about Oscar Wilde. And although I'm not personally very fond of his solo career, I really do wish him the best, and at least his recent solo success has led to a whole new generation becoming aware of the Smiths, which can be no bad thing. If he wants to write about having an Irish heart next to his swimming pool in Los Angeles, that's fine by me, you know. If he wants to write America Isn't the World from his swimming pool in Los Angeles, well, yes, I think I better leave that there. In fact, this is the end of the first part of this show, but there is a whole second part waiting for you at your leisure. Just click on it whenever you feel like it. I'm going to be playing lots more recent British music. We revisit punk and play some Guilty Pleasures, so do come on back.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.